Sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidin Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to this program, Sins of the Heart. Inshallah, in today's episode, we will talk about flattery. What is flattery? What has the Quran and Hadith have to say regarding flattery? But first, like usual, let's listen to a blessing of sending salawat upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there will be no shade on the Day of Judgment except for the throne of Allah azza wa jal. Three people will remain beneath the shade of the divine throne. It was humbly asked, oh ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be those people? The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who relieves the distress of my ummah, the one who revives my sunnah, and the one who recites salat upon me abundantly. Alhamdulillah. By reading salawat, reading durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, we will be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Flattery. Flattery is to act humble and inferior or demean yourself in front of someone with a higher status than you, or someone influential in return for some personal benefit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, translation, and when he said to them, do not cause turmoil in the earth, they said, we are only peacemakers. It is mentioned in Khazain al-Irfan, to befriend infidels, be lenient in religious matters for their convenience, flatter and humble yourself for heretics, and avoid expressing the truth in order to please heretics are all forbidden haram traits of hypocrites. This is what it is meant by turmoil caused by hypocrites. Many people have this habit nowadays. They alter their behaviors according to their surroundings, which is prohibited in Islam. Incompatibility between your external and internal selves is a major character flaw. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrated this blessed word of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If an individual humbles himself for a rich man and degrades himself in order to respect him or acquire his wealth, then three portions of his shame or one portion of his faith will depart from him. Allahu Akbar. That if someone who degrades himself, someone who just puts his status down in just to earn the respect of someone higher than him, just to get some wealth, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three portions of his shame and one portion of his faith will depart from him. Ask yourself, is it worth it to degrade yourself in order to earn respect, in order to gain wealth? Is it worth it? Why? Because one portion of your faith will be removed from you. And flattery and excessive praise and are despicable, fatal, indignified acts. Sometimes flattery and excessive praise lead to many other detrimental sins like lying, backbiting, tale-telling, suspicion, which are all haram and will lead to hell. However, if flattery is required in pursuit of religious knowledge, then as a student, you can flatter your teacher and fellow student, Islamic brothers, in order to accumulate knowledge from them. Islamic law does not prohibit this type of flattery. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, flattery is not a characteristic of a Muslim except in the pursuit of knowledge. My dear viewers of Madhi Channel, we understand that flattery is condemned. We see nowadays in society that people, they'll have some sort of gain that they want to get. People want to have some wealth, or they want a certain job to be done in their community or they need a certain job being done in their personal life. So what this person will do is that he will lower himself. He will degrade himself. Why? Just that he earned the respect of someone higher than him. Just that he earns that respect, he will lower himself. He will lower his self-esteem. So just that that person can do his job for him. You see nowadays, especially in the English countries or even in the subcontinent, we see people, they go to these politicians, they go to these leaders for a certain job, and they'll sometimes even give them money, bribery, which is forbidden in Islam. They'll give them money so that a certain job is done. Or they'll go down, they'll make themselves as poor, they'll just hang around with these politicians, do whatever these politicians want them to do. Just why? Because so that their job can be done. And we learned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one portion of his faith is removed from him. A portion. Now Allah knows best. What is referring to this portion? What is the size of this portion? But ask yourselves, are we ready to lose just a portion? You might just think it's just a portion. No, it's not just a portion. It's our faith. Ask yourself, is it worth it? Just for some momentary gains in this world, just for a slight gain in this dunya, is it worth it for our faith to go down? If yes, if you think yes, then I'm a bit worried for you. Because no, it is not worth it. Your faith, your iman is the only thing which will save me and you. That is the only thing which will save us, inshallah, on the day of judgment, in our graves, in the afterlife. Flattery, this is a trait, and it's forbidden as a trait of hypocrites. And we should try not to have this habit of hypocrisy. There's once some poets who composed some eulogies in praise of the Duke of Nanpara, a district in UP, India. Considering that Allah Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Azim Barakat, Mujaddid Deen and Millat, Parwani Shami Risalat, Hazrat Alama Mulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman, was also a brilliant and exceptional poet, some individual requested him to also write eulogy in the praise of the Duke. The Imam turned down the request. Rather, in response, he composed a poem about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first lines of which are, "It is the perfection of my master's beauty, where all flows is unimaginable. This is the flower that is far from thorns and the fire that has no smoke." In the final lines, he eloquently articulated this his reason for not writing a poem in praise of the Duke, and now how his extreme love and passion compelled him to write a naat instead. "Would I flatter rich people, Raza? Why would I add this nuisance to my life? I am a beggar of my merciful. My religion is not a piece of bread." And the last line of his poem, Ala Hazrat, means, "Oh Raza, should I flatter and compliment rich men, dukes and other worldly figures? No, no, only my tribulation should involve itself with the nuisance of flattering rich people." In other words, "I cannot do this. I am but a beggar of my master's sacred court. My religion is not a piece of bread which rushes to any direction in which it sees money." My dear viewers of Madhya Channel, we see here that Ala Hazrat, this great man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was requested to go down and write a poem for a duke, but he said, "No. Why would I write a poem for a duke when I can write the poem about the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" And there are many causes and the cures for flattery. Number one, when a person becomes addicted to convenience and has a habit of doing absolutely no hard work, then he will use a ladder of flattery in order to acquire his personal objective. The cure for which is for you to cultivate a habit of doing hard work in order to make hard work the certificate of your success rather than flattery. Number two, another cause of flattery is a desire for fame. you can cure this by contemplating about the downfalls or desiring fame. Number three, some people are natural troublemakers, which means that they are compelled by their inherent personalities to flatter other people. If anyone points out his evil habit to them, they defend themselves by referring to their flattery as public rectification. The cure for this is to scrutinize your nafs and ask it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala severely dislikes people who spread evil and corruption. What if my evil and mischievous personality drives me away from the merciful Allah? In order to achieve success, some people feel it necessary to bring down their contemporaries in the eyes of other people. And one of the ways in which they do this is by spreading negative gossip about them. Tale-telling is a major cause of flattery, the cure for which is for you to contemplate about the physical and spiritual detriments of gossiping. Number five, some people use flattery as a weapon to hurt and inflict pain upon other people. The cure for which is for you to cultivate a sympathetic personality whilst contemplating about being judged in the afterlife. Number six, some people use flattery to hide their own character flaws and waste their time flattering others instead of rectifying themselves. The cure for this is for you to make sincere efforts to remove any personal character flaws that you may possess. And in the meantime, avoid embarrassing yourself in front of other people. Number seven, some people wish to harm other individuals due to animosity and personal grudges. Subsequently, they begin to flatter them in order to trap them in sins such as self-conceit, which consequently prevent them from ever succeeding in life. The cure for this is for you to cleanse your heart from any grudge that you may have towards any other Muslim. Sincerely, respect other believers and care for them by offering them accurate and efficient advice. Number eight, sometimes being in the company of an influential individual of high ranks causes this fatal disease, the cure for which is for you to limit your contact with influential people to a necessary degree and avoid any unnecessary affiliation with them. My dear viewers of Madhi Channel, in today's episode, we have learned regarding flattery. What is flattery? The harms of flattery. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran regarding flattery. We, as Muslims, we should not degrade ourselves. We are Muslims. We should have this pride that we are Muslims. We are born as Muslims. Live as a Muslim. Be proud that you have Iman in you. Do not always look at other people. Don't look at disbelievers. Don't look at what they have money. You might sometimes have this question in your mind. Look at non-Muslims. They have so much money. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with a lot. But we have Iman. Therefore, might be have money in this world, but they will not be blessed in the hereafter. We will be blessed in the hereafter for definite. Inshallah, we might struggle in this dunya, but inshallah, our final goal will be paradise. Do not degrade yourself. And may this dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not grant us that moment in our life where we have to go and beg on the streets, beg to the leaders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us dependent upon anyone else apart from Him. We should always make this dua that Ya Allah, only make us dependent upon You and no one else. Because we do not want to be dependent upon anyone else. And I make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to take lessons from today's episode. Till next time. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Sins of the heart, Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart. Ya Allah, save me from the sins of the heart.